Esto es Economía sin Dolor. Una cápsula de economía aplicada con Gonzalo J. Suárez Prado.
In this year World Cup in South Africa, Mexico is one of the countries who had the highest representation about the public that attends the game. About 40,000 Mexicans go to the South Africa, half world away from Mexico, to attend these games. So, 20,000 of them go to the inaugural game, making this the highest attendance of the visitant country in any World Cup's history. Well, if you consider that each trip costs about 200,000 pesos, that's equivalent to $50,000 per person per trip. So when you take a family of 5 members, you're spending near 1 million pesos or about $60,000. To put this in perspective, to pay one trip, you use the equivalent to the salary of 2 years of a Mexican worker in average. So isn't a lesser thing? Well, it's okay that people can pay for a trip with her own money, or maybe the players who go to work, or the press who attended the event to report to Mexico, it's okay to do the trip. And even the people who decide to mortgage their homes just to pay for a trip to the World Cup, it's their choice and it's okay that they do. The problem starts with the people who go with public money, like governors or mayors, that didn't represent their cities there, that go like end tourists, or the people who go there with unclean money, the drug lords, the criminals, and all the people who didn't pay taxes. We must attend and verify why people can pay that amount of money to go to the World Cup. Another problem is when you verify that 40,000 people go there, there are 8 billion pesos, about $615 million, spent on travel. I only hope that Mexican selection do a good paper there, because it's a lot of money traveling to support them. Congratulations on his victory over France today.
Le Economía sin Dolor, los miércoles en sumayresta.net, y escúchala los jueves en idestmedia.com.mx. Síguenos en Twitter, @GJSUAP. Te esperamos la siguiente semana en Economía sin Dolor.